Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
What up, everybody? JP Finley here, Redskins Talk Pod. I am at the mall. That's right. I am at the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota, out here for the Super Bowl all week. It's pretty cool, man. It's a weird vibe, but it's a cool vibe. Literally, I hang out in the food court at the mall all day, and all I've done is eat Chick-fil-A and drink Diet Coke. I'm not sure how healthy that is for me long-term, but I can report. Sources will confirm that Chick-fil-A makes a pretty good salad, so at least I had one salad. Very cool podcast coming for you right now. I talked to Ryan Leaf. Everybody knows Ryan Leaf, former number two overall pick. He was his NFL career was very bad. He dealt with substance abuse. He fought with the media. He fought with his teammates. But the guy had a cannon of an arm. I remember watching him in Washington State, thinking he was going to be a star. The debate in that draft was Ryan Leaf or Peyton Manning. And I think I've said this on the podcast before. I was hardcore in the Ryan Leaf camp. So you can put that one as a pretty serious botch on my part. So talked with Ryan Leaf. He had really good insight on Kirk Cousins and on Baker Mayfield. We talked about all the rookie QBs. You guys are going to enjoy that. And then I did some reminiscing. I caught up with two former Redskins and really fan favorites. I talked to Ricky Jean Francois, who is out here in Minneapolis playing for the Patriots, getting geared up to play for a Super Bowl title. Ricky's a great dude, a guy I always enjoyed talking with. I talked to Ricky last night at media night, which is a total spectacle. Even if it was kind of like, it was relatively subdued, but it was still weird. Talked to Ricky. He was great. And then we talked to Nate Sudfeld. I have long been Team Suds. I am still Team Suds. Great guy. I think he ends up playing meaningful snaps in the NFL at some point in his career. And hell, he's now the backup quarterback in the Super Bowl. Nate Sudfeld is 60 minutes away from maybe having a Super Bowl ring. How about that? All right. Podcast starts right now. Quick word from our sponsors.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
All right, here he is, Ryan Leaf, a guy that knows a lot about quarterbacking and a lot about life. I want to start on the record. When the draft debate was Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf, I was all in on Ryan Leaf. And
you know, I think a lot of people were. I mean,
were really good, dude.
people forget that. I forget that because
Rose Bowl was epic.
I even get caught up in, you know, all the bad stuff that's happened and kind of go to, you know, I still have a really hard time taking compliments. When people say, oh, yeah, Leaf the loser or bust or something like that, yeah, I go, yeah, that's about right. My default setting for a long time was less than. So I have to get better
sucks.
At that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to get better at that, and that's just practice.
Well, and I know that your life now is about working on yourself and recovery and everything. I mean, tell us a little bit about Transcend.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was pretty neat. I was in treatment at the time, and I reached out to my friend now, Christian, who was the COO, and I asked him for a job, and he gave me a job working in one of the houses as a driver, you know, at $15 an hour.
Wow.
You know, so a guy making $5 million a year once who was miserable was making $15 an hour and really felt value for the first time, and that's where it started.
That's crazy, man.
And it blossomed into this this job as the program ambassador, where I get to travel around, get to come to venues like this and you know, share my story and try to be of service and try to help people with substance abuse and mental health issues.
Well, and it's great to know that there are services out there for folks struggling, you know. I mean, and I don't know that substance abuse is more prevalent now than it ever has been, but like it's touched pockets of my life. I think everybody out there knows a family member, a friend, somebody going through that stuff, and it's I think it's good that it's no longer kind of a hush-hush thing. It's like, hey, let's talk about this
right.
and try to fix stuff.
Right, the stigma still kind of exists,
sure.
But it's we're getting better. You know, the president steps out and talks about how it's an epidemic. You know, I wish he would put a little more force behind than what he did, but it's...
He certainly uses force for other things.
Exactly, and this is something that's killing more people in the United States than anything, almost.
Right.
And
crazy.
So it's important to... A, shine a spotlight on it, and B, to have a solution then. You know, it's one thing to say this is a problem, but the other thing is there has to be a solution behind it. Otherwise, we're just placating to the masses that, yeah, we understand your pain, but we can't do anything about it.
Right. And so folks can find more information. Is it transcend.com? What's the website?
Yeah, transcendrc.com okay. or transcendrecoverycommunity.com. Or if you want to reach out to me personally, you can go to my Twitter, @RyanDLeaf, and reach out to me personally. I've had many people... which has been pretty amazing, not only reach out and ask for help, but also individuals who hear me on a podcast or hear a radio show and then say, I heard you on a radio show 92 days ago, and I just want to let you know I'm 90 days sober right now, you know,
that
type
is
of
great,
thing.
Yeah.
It's super validating. It makes us believe what we're doing is important.
Good. Now I'm going to talk to you about what's going to be important for my listeners beyond folks that may be in need of our discussion. Let's talk a little Kirk Cousins. You played quarterback at the highest levels in college. You know what it takes to succeed as a quarterback. What do you think of Kirk when you watch him play?
I think he does a great job. I think that I realized something a few years ago watching pro football, that you could go out and have almost a flawless, great game. He was like 28 of 38 for 345 yards and 4 touchdowns, and they lost the football game.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, we talk about quarterbacks all the time because they're the most important part, we think. You know, the coaches and the quarterbacks get all the attention and all the blame. It is the consummate team game, team sport. You have to have 22 guys on the same page working for a common goal. And that's important to remember. They get the most money. They get the most attention. You're not going to find a better one, Washington. You're not.
He's done. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. He's done an amazing job for you. You sign into a long-term contract, and if he's not willing to sign one, if it's not enough, continue to. I know you can't franchise him anymore, but
they can.
They can one more time.
$34 million.
Right. It's not. I'm putting this out. It's not Kirk Cousins. Okay, that's not the issue in Washington. It's what's going on around the rest of the team. They don't have enough pieces in place. You need to have a great football team, all inclusive, not just the quarterback position.
So, a couple headlines recently with Kirk. Jay Gruden was asked to assess Kirk's play at the end of the season, and he said, hey, you know, we went 7-9. You can't say anybody was outstanding. Kirk pushed back on that a little bit, didn't like his play being directly correlated, I guess, to the team's record. As a QB, what do you think? Because to me, that's tricky. I mean, on one side, QBs are supposed to be the leaders. They're supposed to want to, you know, the team goes as I go. But on the other side, it makes sense. It's not all on him.
True, but as a quarterback, you have to take accountability for everything. Now, that was where I failed terribly. I blamed a lot of other people, or I didn't like the criticism. But as a quarterback, you got to say, yeah, on me, we went 7-9. That's on me. All right. But he has leverage here in this situation.
Oh yeah.
And you know his ability. He was able to push back with that. I've been through this experience where my voice and my mouth got me in trouble. So, and I didn't have the necessarily have the leverage because I also didn't play very well. You know, he's played well.
Right.
The team went 7-9, yes, which means, of course, he didn't play. But that, like I talked about, there were games where he had great games where they lost.
Yep.
And that's just
– Saints game comes
right.
to mind. I mean
– And that's the way it goes. I don't think you can do any better than Kirk Cousins at the quarterback position. I understand that, you know, as a franchise player, you can make $34 million this year, and it would be his best interest to hold out and not sign a long-term deal
right.
because you could get that and put the pressure on them. Otherwise, you know, 7-9 looks like, you know, a win for them if he goes away this offseason.
Yeah. Are there – I don't know how much of, like, Senior Bowl, college you watch. Do you like any of these young quarterbacks coming out?
I do. I mean –
What do you think of Josh Allen? Is that a guy you've seen?
I haven't seen enough of him. The film I've been watching, very physically talented. You know, very physically talented. But still, you know,
you worry about the accuracy.
Yeah, and the stats just don't. Stats mean one thing, yes, but it doesn't even matter. Like even Carson Wentz time when he played for a smaller conference, a smaller market team, they still were winning championships. He was putting up the
right.
numbers. You know, and so that for me is, you know, the numbers weren't there this year. You know, they weren't usually a guy at that level can carry.
56%.
Well, I was 58. This day and age, because they don't throw the ball down the field like that,
right.
you should be much higher.
Right.
Back in that day, my yards per attempt was like 9.8 yards per attempt because we threw the football down the field. This year, you know, this day and age, it's dink and dunk. Get, you know, first and 10 to second and 5 and maybe even third and 1, and then
right.
that's the way it goes. So that's a little underwhelming.
We can go rapid fire on some of these guys.
Okay.
I know your time is tight. Washington State Cougar, Luke Falk.
Yeah, I think he'll fit in really well in some system. I do believe it's going to take him some time, of course, because he's been in a shotgun his whole career, and going under center will be foreign. So
does he have the arm strength?
I think he does. He has a quick release. You don't have to throw the ball that far down the field and, you know, in an offense. He gets in a West Coast kind of offense. You know, so there are many quarterbacks that didn't have the strongest arms that were able to play that kind of thing. And I think because he'll go later in the draft, he'll go to a team that really could fit that mold.
Baker Mayfield.
He's my favorite. I just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just.
He popped to me. I watched him at the Senior Bowl, and it's the zip on the ball, really quick feet, but not happy feet, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's not dancing, but he can move where he wants fast and can make all the throws super accurate.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. You know, I don't like the comparisons between him and Johnny Manziel. You know, we all know now that Johnny had a substance abuse and mental health issue while in college. And Baker doesn't have that. He's emotional.
I agree.
He's
I said
acted
that
out.
On our air that you can't compare these two guys. I mean, at this point in the draft process with Johnny, he was spotted in Vegas. And, I mean, it was a very different situation.
I will, you know, Baker and I are very similar the way our emotionality, the way that we played. And what's going to be the case for him is what he can do when he has a poor performance in the NFL, right? When there's a game where he goes 7-25.
Yep.
And how does he deal with the media? Now, that's where I faltered. I fought with the media, then I ended up fighting with teammates and things of that nature, and I didn't deal with adversity well. So it's going to be entirely up to him when those things happen, because you never know how that's going to play out. But the way we play, the emotionality of how we play, very similar.
Yeah. Some of the guys that aren't – They are not seniors, but you look at Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold. What do you think of those guys?
Oh, I got to see him firsthand, you know, being in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I called one of the USC-Texas game and saw Sam Darnold. I would have liked to see Sam stay another year just because, you know, the lack of protection of the football. He turned it over more than any other quarterback
yep.
in the country.
Do you worry? These college kids throw a ton of picks. Do you worry about it?
A little bit, right? Accuracy. A little bit. I think, you know, protection of the football as a quarterback is a mainstay of what you do, and it's important to take a look at that, of course. I think Josh Rosen is the most fundamentally sound pocket passer there is on the thing, and I think he'll probably go pretty high.
Yeah.
Question is he, you know, he wants to change the game. He wants to be the best that ever's played, and he wants to change it in the business aspect, too.
Yeah.
So I think he really likes the idea of possibly going to a huge market like New York at number
man.
Two.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm interested to see how it plans out. I get to spend a lot of time with him at the combine. I'll mentor the young quarterbacks.
Well, and I imagine you and Baker can have a real conversation about, you know, talking with the media and stuff.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's always, you know, I probably wouldn't have listened to a lot of people at that time in my life either. But But the cool thing is I'm doing what I can control. I'm showing up. I'll tell my story. What people do with my story and my message is entirely up to them.
Very cool. So I know you got to run. So Baker is your favorite out of the QB class?
Yeah.
So if you're the Redskins and it's not just about 2018, let's say it's about the next 5 years, do you try to get a long-term deal done with Kirk Cousins or do you try to draft Baker?
I think you try to get the long-term.
If you can't.
Yeah, if you can't. If you can't, maybe franchise him 1 year, draft Baker, you know, let him learn. I think Jay Gruden probably could get a pretty special performance out of that young man. So, I mean, it's interesting, but that's the way I would go about it if I was a general manager right now.
There you go. Ryan, thank you very much for talking with us, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Really one of the most fun dudes I've ever covered. Ricky Jean-Francois, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Congratulations on your success, man. How happy are you for landing with the Patriots?
Man, I'm so happy, especially being in this type of position. I'm so blessed. I really don't got no words. I'm just taking in everything that's coming to me right now. A year or two from where I'm at right now, I could never imagine me being in this position, but I'm happy now. I'm blessed. And it's just so much come with this.
I mean, this time last year, you and I were talking in Ashburn on the couches at Redskin Park, and now you're playing for Bill Belichick. I want to know a little bit, how different is it playing for the Redskins versus playing for the Pats?
It's different in point of, the schemes and the way you learn things and the way you prepare. Like you said before, it's a night and day thing, and I'm so happy to be here. It just feel like I'm learning more football than I did before in my past career, and to be able to still keep learning at the year I'm in is just priceless. You can't ask for this in no other way.
And talking to some Patriots reporters this week, you're really giving them valuable contributions to. For the year you had since leaving the Skins, how much does it mean for you to be an important cog on that D-line?
If it wasn't for Bill Belichick making that phone call, if it wasn't for the Lawrence guy, Alan Branch, Malcolm Brown, and all those guys helping me become the defensive lineman I am and helping me become the player and the man I am, I wouldn't be in this position. I wouldn't be the guy I am. But I'm happy to be in this position. I'm happy to be looked at as one of those type of guys now.
So let me ask you this. In the Redskins locker room, last year you were voted our Good Guy Award winner. I know that's probably high on your trophy shelf, right?
It is. It is. I'm happy to be awarded something like that. I am.
All right. But so here's my question. You were the guy we always came to talk to last year. Mm-hmm. In New England, folks don't talk as much. How has that transition been for you? Or at least that's the reputation.
They don't talk as much, but they just talk about different things outside of football, and that's what I'm more happy about. I don't have a chance to talk about football. I get more to talk about myself, more about the Dunkin' Donuts, more about the journey I took through the NFL. So I like holding more conversations about that than actual football.
Dude, how many Dunkins do you own now?
We got a territory, 30. We got 9 open right now, 7 being built out, and we have commercial real estate that's up for grabs right now if anybody want to make the right bid.
Is this all down in Miami?
No, between off I-95 from the south of Georgia all the way to Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Now, how much do I need to buy a Dunkin' Donuts?
Can't say on camera, but we can go back behind and we can talk about that.
And can you spot me?
I can spot you, yeah. I can spot you. Right. I can spot you on that.
I appreciate that. All right, you are focused on all things here. Do you look back at what's going on with the Skins at all?
I look back at what's going on in Ashburn and Leesburg, but for the Skins, I have no reason to.
Okay, so you're looking at commercial real estate in Leesburg.
Yeah, as you can see, everything's booming over there. I wish I'd have got some before I'd have left out. A lot of people kept telling me I needed to get real estate or get homes or something. And now you see, that area is booming. I wish I'd have got some out there, but I think it's still opportunity because there's a lot of land out there to buy.
You're about to play in the Super Bowl. The Redskins chapter of your life is over. How do you look back on it?
I don't. It's just a chapter. It's a chapter in the book. Whenever I'm finished, that's when I look back. But right now, I just want to look at everything that's coming forward, not nothing that's behind me.
Ricky, thank you so much, buddy. You really appreciate it. Good to see you. Nate Sudfeld, this is how nice of a guy Nate Sudfeld is. He just asked me how things were in D.C. Forget that. How are things for you in Philly, man?
It's been great, man. Obviously, we're here, so it's been an unbelievable journey. But, we're excited to be here. We're getting ready to go for the game, trying to enjoy the experience a little bit. But it's been quite a journey this year.
Dude, I mean, let's talk about you and I talked in Richmond just about 6 months ago, yeah. And it was – competing for a spot. You're now the number two quarterback in the Super Bowl. What do you say to yourself that you've made it this far?
I mean, I'm very excited to be here, be the number two, and continue to contribute and help this team any way I can. But, it's just part of the journey I'm on. No journey is the same. It's going to hopefully be a good story to tell, kids, down the road if, things don't always happen according to the plan that they expect. But just continuing to work as hard as I can and, be ready if my number is ever called.
Well, so week 17, I'm at the Meadowlands for Skins Giants, and I was just watching you play on some illegal stream on my computer. How much fun was it for you to get into an NFL game, man?
It was a blast. It was amazing. I felt very prepared. Coaches did a great job, gave me a lot of confidence going in, and obviously we weren't able to come out with the win, which was disappointing, but it was good to get my feet wet, and it just confirmed what I've known, that I know I can play in this league, and I feel like I can play at a very high level, so just trying to continue to improve and be ready again when my number's called.
And when the Skins released you, you had some options of where you were going to go. What made you decide on going to Philly?
You know what, I really just took a step back, prayed about it, talked to my agent, talked to my family, and heard what teams were saying, and really felt after digesting it for a little bit, it was a really difficult decision, but I really just felt like Philadelphia was the best spot for me to go for the future and to further my career. I felt like I could accomplish a lot of what I wanted to accomplish here, and fortunately it's really worked out this year, obviously being here, but yeah, it's just been a crazy journey.
And you kept up with Jay or any of the folks from D.C.?
Some players. Haven't really talked to a bunch of them, obviously. It's really busy when the season comes around. But, talked to some of the guys. Yeah.
Anybody text you congrats on, making it this far and everything?
Yeah, some of the guys. You know how it is. That's the toughest thing about this league is you get really close to the locker room, so... Obviously, it was crazy seeing those guys after week one, and then was it week five or six?
Yeah, both games were early.
Yeah, really early. So, I went back to D.C. 6 days after leaving, so that was pretty crazy. But, it was good to – I'm still in touch with a lot of those guys, and it's been good.
How tough was it to be around when Carson went down?
Yeah, it was really difficult. He's an incredible person, obviously, and a phenomenal player. Learned a lot from him. We've had a great quarterback room. Nick's been incredible, too. So, but yeah, it's tough because, in my opinion, I think he's the MVP of the league this year. He played lights out all year, and, he was really the guy everybody could turn to, and he would come up with big plays all the time and played such a consistent high level. It was really cool to be around, but to see his preparation and just see the kind of the person he is in that spotlight and that in the limelight, it's really been impressive to be around, and he's been a great friend.
All right, two last questions. Do you have the tallest quarterback room in the NFL now?
I think without a doubt. Yeah, I think we're all pretty similar size, and then our coaches. Doug's like 6'4", and Frank's like 6'4", 6'5". So yeah, I think across the board we're. It was another good thing showing up here. I was like, okay, they like quarterbacks that look like me, this tall, right. Lankier guys. So. But yeah, it's been cool.
All right, this time next week, if you're wearing a Super Bowl ring, are you gonna return my text?
I don't think we'd get a ring till next August. I might have a new number by then because my phone has been
dagger.
All right. No, I'll return the text.
All right, and neither of us will get in trouble for this podcast now.
Right, I know. Seriously, that was great.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
Good luck with everything,
man.
Great to catch up.
Hey, good to catch up.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.